We thank God for this opportunity to come before his presence. Let's enter his gate with thanksgiving according to Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3, where it says, "So give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, please let's thank God for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty Father, we give you all the praise. We bless you
presence,
and we give you the honor and the adoration.
The
there's none like you, and there's none that can be compared unto you. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we praise you. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness.
Thank you
for your faithfulness towards us. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the opportunity to encounter you this afternoon again in the precious name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and every single member in the ministry, Lord. Give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the adoration. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of all thanksgiving. You alone are worthy. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Psalm 51, verse 17, God says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Therefore, please let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. We thank you for forgiveness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now let's worship the Lord before whom we have come, for he is the one to whom our power belongs. In Jesus' name. To me, O Nyanko Bandia, to me, yeah, O Deda, O Mayantwe, to me, yeah, O Nyanko Bandia, to me, yeah, O Deda, oh, Asafo, yeah, O Isaiah 46, verse 10 says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please let's pray and ask that God's will for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda be established in Jesus' name.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray that your will for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda will be established, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray that your will be established in our lives in the name of Jesus. That your will be established in Glow Music Ministry. Lord, have your own way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let it not be our will but your soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, let your will be done. Let your will be established. Let your counsel stand in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your counsel stand in Glow Music Ministry.
Jesus, we give you all the glory.
We thank you, Father.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9 says, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, please let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve you in truth and in spirit. Serve you faithfully. Jesus, we ask that Lord, cause us to be fruitful according to your promise in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. In the name of Jesus,
ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Finally, the word of the Lord in 3 John 1, verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, based on God's promise and God's provision, we are enforcing in this prayer his provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Please pray from the depth of your heart. Father
Jesus,
God, let your provision of divine health, according to your desire for us, which you've seen in your word, let that be the case. We take our portion of the children's bread of healing and divine health. Lord, we enforce it that even beyond us to our family, our loved ones, the leadership, the entire membership, by extension, they who come into contact with us should be set free from even health challenges. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are here to pray again. We are telling the Lord that we're here to pray and you should hear our prayer in this song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Our Father, who art in heaven,
give you praise for another Tuesday. As individuals and as a ministry, we bless your name. And we thank you for the opportunity to pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As our custom, as we go through God's word, so that we do not pray amiss, that we pray from revelation in God's word so that we can get results. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One of these days, we will study on the subject, every music minister is a lawyer. And so, pretty soon, we will go into those areas. In our previous leadership retreat, where we studied on the importance of God's word in the life of the music minister, where we learned that the word of God is our power piece, and that we should not be detached from the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so very soon we'll go further into legalities, where you must approach the king by what he has written. So please tell your neighbor, every believer is a lawyer.
Every believer is a lawyer.
Hallelujah. You plead your case before the judge, who is our King of Kings. Okay. Today's first prayer is, Father, forgive us for wrong attitudes towards fasting, being religious and yet casual during moments of fasting. As we studied in our previous session under principles of fasting for music ministers, we learned from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1 down to 4, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Yeah. And verse 3, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. And behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. So in our previous session, we focused on the verse 3, talking about the fact that even during our fasting and prayer, we take our mind off studying God's word, and we are rather all soaked into our work, focusing on doing this, everything related to work. We are just 100% there, our minds focused there, but not laying less emphasis, or sometimes totally ignoring the word of God, ignoring the fellowship with our Lord in prayer, totally ignoring that and doing all the other things, and yet we say we are fasting. May the Lord have mercy on us and help us to do that which is right. Amen.
Amen.
Why is it that when we are fasting and we are doing nothing else, we tend to start squeezing our faces? If there was work to do, as a matter of fact, it would seem as if we were not fasting. Nothing would show on our faces. We'd be serious. Imagine someone or a believer going on debt collection. Imagine a believer who is a debt collector. When they're on their job and they come there, they'll be serious still on the work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't show any sign of weakness. I mean, you don't see anything wrong. They are very serious on the job. But the moment nothing is happening, when we should be seriously reading the word of God, or we should be praying silently, we rather find ourselves squeezing our face, quiet all over the place. Sometimes we don't even greet in the morning when we enter the office, just because we are fasting that day. And it must stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Fasting is a spiritual engagement. Though you engage in it physically, but it has a spiritual essence or a spiritual purpose. It is not for people to be physically seeing certain things that you are doing and then to say that you are fasting. Now, in the verse 4, it goes on to say that the purpose for your fast itself is off. So the verse 3 talks about how we do it. The verse 4 talks about the purpose for which we fast. It says that you fast for strife and debate. Sometimes, because of a misunderstanding, people decide to go on a fast. My boss just doesn't understand me. Sometimes you are the one who is wrong. But because of that, you say, I would do 3 days fasting to show my boss that yes, there is a God in heaven. Meanwhile, you are wrong. You were late to work and your boss scolded you. What has fasting got to do with this? The fasting should rather humble us to hear God's correction. Amen. Amen. Please say after me, fasting must humble my flesh. So that I can receive divine correction.
So that I can receive divine correction.
You say, oh, a certain lady in my boyfriend's church, I have heard that she has been looking at my boyfriend twice. I will give her a showdown with 7 days fasting. I know a guy who for 1 week fasted because of breakup, broken heart. That is natural starvation. He said that no, he must fast for a turn around, a change of heart. The lady must come back anew before him with a positive answer. So he said that I will do 7 days fasting to overturn the situation. My brother, you are doing it for selfish reasons. You are doing it for your reason. Let the fasting be, Lord, show me who is meant for me. Show me even if this is the time or the moment to go into this. The fasting should put you in a state of receiving what God has for you, not for selfish ambitions. Please tell your neighbor, fasting is not for selfish ambitions.
Fasting is not for selfish ambitions.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Everybody in your family is a witch, so you are fasting to kill the witches. And you have written their names down. You've bought cane, inserted it into peppery water, and then you are added the fasting so that you lash them in the spirit. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. And Jesus says that pray for your enemies. Pray your prayer. Don't be embarking on selfish or self-arranged wars and battles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please put your hand upon your chest and say, I will fast the right way.
I will fast the right way.
When you fast, you hear God's instructions. Do this and do that. It is not for you to decide on who you are going to be dealing with as enemies. When you fast and you hear God's voice, sometimes he will tell you that he will reveal things to you. Remember, Daniel, at the time the king spoke to the magicians and said that he needed an answer, Daniel went with his friends and then they consulted the Lord. They told the one who was taking care of them that just give us this number of days. And they came back with an answer. Going into fasting, praying, and the Lord spoke, they got an answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's ways are higher than our ways. When you fast, it's to contact the ways of God, not how you want it to go. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why today we are declaring this. Please declare after me, Father, forgive us for wrong attitudes towards fasting.
Father, forgive us for wrong attitudes towards
being
fasting.
Being religious and yet casual during moments of fasting.
Being religious, yes, casual during moments of fasting.
And Father, forgive us for fasting for selfish motives.
And Father, forgive us for fasting for selfish
motives. Instead of for the establishing of your will.
Instead of for the establishing of your will.
One more time. Father, forgive me for fasting for selfish motives.
Father, forgive me for fasting for selfish motives.
Instead of the establishing of your will.
Instead of the establishing of your will.
At the end of the day, it is the will of the Lord that must be done. His counsel must stand.
Amen.
So in your own words, that which we have declared, you are praying that, Lord, forgive me for selfish motives during fasting, and then lead me to pray according to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. To fast according to your will.
Lord, forgive me for fasting with selfish motives instead of for the establishing of your will in the name of Jesus.
I remember years ago, we would fast for cities. We would fast praying that, Lord, save my community. Sometimes we'll mention a name wherever you were staying. Whether you are a student, you say, Lord, we want this hall or this campus for Jesus. You say, Lord, we want this town for Jesus. In our day-to-day, fasting has become fasting for cars, fasting for marriage, fasting for all sorts of things, personal ambitions. You are praying that, Lord, please bring my heart back to you. Let your will be my heart's desire. Let me fast according to, Lord, your heart's desire or your will. Let your will be my heart's desire. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Desiring your will. Desiring your will in my heart. The kind of heart that seeks a revival in our land. Not financial prosperity, but seeking life, souls saved in our land, in our schools. The kind of fasting prescribed by the Lord, that through that he will destroy the works of the enemy. Let that be upon our heart's desire. That our relevance on the earth as believers and as ministers will not be subject to financial gains, but for kingdom agenda in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be my heart's desire. Cause me to fast, Lord, seeking your will, seeking your will, seeking your will. Fasting that my friends will be saved in the name of Jesus. Fasting that I will see revival in my church. Fasting that the ministry will expand and touch lives. That the purpose of my fasting will be aligned with your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today is your day if you have never given your life to Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth. And he's the only life. Without him, you face eternal damnation. But today, you can be translated from the kingdom of darkness, being destruction, into the kingdom of light and life, being the kingdom of Christ Jesus. So please just say these words after me in prayer, believing in your heart. Lord Jesus, today I stand before you a sinner. I'm unable to save myself. I surrender my life completely to you. Take charge. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. And grant me your Holy Spirit that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jesus, worship the King of Kings this afternoon. After he has led us to pray these prayers, we trust that going forward, our fasting and our prayer will be in alignment to his will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy.
Give your life to Christ. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet on Thursday again at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.